faith, business, politics. The Warren Alvin Show.
I listen to Darren Alvin on The Warren Alvin Show. He talks about faith, business, and politics.
Don't miss
a single episode. The Warren Alvin Show with Darren Alvin. You need to stay tuned in.
Well, thank you so much for joining me again today on The Warren Alvin Show. I'm your host, Darren Alvin. It is November the 3rd, and I want to continue our journey on success with respects to business. We want to continue this this theme. I got to tell you, first and foremost, I'm so grateful to be on. I'm so grateful that many of you all would tune in and to listen to what we have to say here on this show. I know you could be doing a lot of other things, but so glad you decided to take about 10, 15 minutes of your time to listen up to see what we got to say. And again, I want to welcome also China. China, we got a lot of new listeners from China, a lot of new listeners from Kenya, Africa. We're so excited because we know that it's a lot of shows out there, but you guys decide to listen to us day in and day out, and so grateful. So with that being said, let me give you this week's nugget of the week, or diamond in the rough, however you want to call it. Today we want to really talk about preparation, because in business, I think it's so important in life that you prepare for where you want to go. So significant. I think one of the biggest things we have to do in business is stop preparing for where we are and to start preparing for where we're going. And let me say that again. Stop preparing for where you are and start preparing for where you're going. So critical that we change our mentality and focus on where we're going versus on where we are. I can't tell you how many people I talk to all the time, unfortunately, that in business always focus on the here and now, but never really focus on where they want to go, where they want to take their business, what type of journey they can take their customers on. If you're going to be successful in life or in anything, you cannot just prepare for where you are, but you have to prepare for where you want to be. And this is so significant because especially new business owners or small business owners, you cannot focus just on everything that comes at you in one day. You have to take time and set aside a plan to be able to effectively start preparing for where you want to go. No one in life gets up and just get to where they want to be at just by wishing it or just hoping that they'll get there. But there has to be a plan in place and then action taken on that plan to get to where you want to be. Like I said, today it's all about preparation. And 2018 should be a year that you have literally released what you've been preparing for. You know, you can't just, again, wake up and just have no plan. You have to be able to write down the things that you want to change in life. Write down the things you want to change in your business and begin to take solid steps toward those goals. I kind of look at it as someone who's wants to lose weight. Well, everybody wants to lose weight, but are you willing to do the work to get there? And so often we complain about where we are, but we never take the steps on where we want to go. So I want to point out three things that I believe strongly that if you focus and begin to prepare your life on where you want to go and stop preparing for where you are. And so three things. First thing I want to say is that you have to, when we talk about preparation, you have to first and foremost embrace adversity. You have to embrace adversity. It's sort of like self-reflection. But let's talk about adversity first, because it's such a hard thing to do, to embrace challenges that come your way. Challenges are there to make you stronger, and you learn and grow through how tense things are in your business and in your life. You know, if you talk about losing weight and weight training, the weight loss comes from the tense workout that you get. That's how you build muscle mass and grow. What the same thing is in business. You have to have adverse situations that happen to you. Where are you at in your business now? What type of things are you dealing with? You have to have these tense things happening, and you have to embrace adversity. Without question, listen to me. Some of my greatest successes in life came from some of the worst setbacks I've had in life. But you have to welcome them and embrace them, because at the end of the day, only what you go through makes you stronger. And you have to go through some things sometime to get to them. Let me say that again. You have to be willing to go through some things sometime in order just to get to them. And so point number one, embrace adversity. Point number two, we want to talk about self-reflection. But before I pivot on that one, let me just say this. The only way you will know where you're going right now is to know where you are. That's the only way you're going to know where you're going, is to absolutely know where you are. And creating that roadmap really gives you a platform to be able to look at and say, where am I? Because before I start talking about and writing down my vision on where I'm going, I need to know where I am. And that brings me to point number two, self-reflection. It is probably one of the most hardest things to do, is to have some self-reflection on your life. I mean, it's not easy. It's very, very hard work, because you literally have to be honest about where you are in life and the choices you've made. Let me tell you something. I am not perfect. I've made some really bad mistakes in business, but those choices, and if I'm honest with myself, they help me to self-reflect and to see what I can do differently. And one of the hardest things to do is to be able to critique yourself and be honest about it. See, we want to say all these great things about our businesses. Oh, yeah, we have a great business. Everyone loves this. Well, does everyone really love your business? Why are your sales down? Why are people not buying things? What's going on? Why you can't get things off the floor? Well, you have to be honest, and self-reflection causes you to be honest about where you are and where you want to go. But this can only happen when you're honest. See, one of the number one things we want to do today on social media is be dishonest. We want to put a picture up and act like that's us. You know that's not you in that picture. You know you didn't lose 100 pounds that fast. You know good and well that's not you in that picture. We want to Photoshop. We want to do all these things. We want to hide behind social media and not be honest about who we really are. And so in business and in life, you have to be honest about your business and about where you want to go and where you are. Because once you know where you are, then you can start planning where you want to go. So self-reflection is point number two. Point number three I want to make, and I want to end on this point. And like I said, today I'm not going to be before you long, but I felt the need to give you some good stuff today. But point number three is in preparation, you need to have the ability to be self-motivated. Let me say that again. You need to have the absolute ability to be self-motivated. You cannot win and grow your business if you are not self-motivated. If you cannot self-motivate yourself, you do not need to be an entrepreneur. You do not need to be out there doing it on your own, because there are going to be people depending on you. There are going to be people looking for you for direction. And if you can't self-motivate yourself in the midst of everything that you're facing, it is going to literally tear apart everything that you wanted to build. You have to have the ability to be self-motivated, period. In the discussion, no questions about it. Because this is the fuel that continues to help you grow into where you want to be. So again, point number one, we talked about preparation today. And point number one, you have to embrace adversity. You have to embrace the things that you have to face in life and things that kind of come and set you off track from where you normally want to be at. Point number two, you have to be self-reflective and be honest in your own self-reflection. And it cannot be just a fake reflection on where you are. You have to be completely stripped and honest about where you really are in your company, in your business, in your life. Because if you're not, you will never get to where you want to be, because self-reflection lets you know where you are and the choices that you have made and what you can do differently. Point number three, and my final point, was that in preparation, you need to have the ability to be self-motivated. You cannot do this by just having a great idea. You have to be self-motivated, continue to go against adversity, to continue to be self-reflective of yourself, and to have the ability to motivate yourself through all the setbacks of the things you have to go through in order for you to get to. So remember this, preparation is going to catapult you into the year 2018 to where you're going. I'm so excited. I got a lot of things on my plate for 2018. Everything is not going right, but that's okay. I'm self-reflecting. I'm looking at the choices that I've made, and I'm readjusting where I need to get to where I want to be, because nothing is going to stop me from doing what I love to do. And you have to be that determined. If you're going to win and you're going to get out there where you need to be at, you have to have that type of motivation to get you to the next level. Well, that's all I got for you today. Again, I'm so glad you joined me today on the Warren Alvin Show. If you are looking to grow your business, it is so important that you focus on these golden nuggets. And I even got a treat for you. I got a commercial coming up. I want you to take a listen to this commercial, but I got a book for you. Only $2.99. You need to go check it out. It's on Amazon. Treat yourself. Gift it to someone else. If you're serious about growing your business and serious about becoming a better version of yourself, take a look at the book. It's on eBooks, The Power of Customer Service by Darren Alvin, myself. It'll bless you. It'll change you. And it'll help you start building the foundations of customer service the way it needs to be in your everyday life and in your business. Even if you don't own a business, if you want to just grow in life in general, you need to be able to understand how customer service relates to everything that you do in business. That's all I got for you. Thank you for joining the Warren Alvin Show. Take a listen to this commercial. And don't forget, look forward to talking to you soon. See you soon.
The advent of doing business online has changed the world. However, one thing has remained the same. Most businesses rely on the customer. And customer service is very important. The Power of Customer Service, How to Make It Work for Your Business by Darren Alvin, treats you to an insight into what makes for great interaction with your customers and why it is so vital. Download the Kindle ebook now for only $3.99. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Warren Alvin Show. Be sure to tune in next time when we discuss faith, business, and politics. Please follow Darren Alvin on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again for listening. It's the Warren Alvin Show.